Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin Avodah Zarah 67. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses a dispute between the Tanoim about whether or not we say the position of Nosin Tam of Gam, is it Mutter or Aser? We've already described what Nosin Tam of Gam is, that we say that even though what the Torah prohibits is the taste of a non-kosher item into a kosher item, if the taste that it imparts is a taste that's not desired, if it's a bad taste, there's a dispute whether or not that taste remains prohibited or not. So the Gemara says that the Braisa records two positions. One position is Echad Nosein Tam of Gam, Echad Nosein Tam of Shvach Aser, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the position that whether or not the taste that's non-kosher that's imparted is a taste that improves the food, that it is shvach, or if it is pagam, or if it ruins the food, or it hurts the food. In either case, Rabbi Meir says it's prohibited. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is of the position that if it is l'shvach, only if it improves the taste is it prohibited. However, if it is l'fgam, if it is something that hurts the taste, then Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that it is permitted. So the Gemara asks, what is the reasoning for Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir's reasoning comes from Giule Ovdei Kochavim, from the taste that was absorbed into the utensils of idolaters, that the Torah prohibits us from using such utensils, because we see that into the walls of these utensils was absorbed the non-kosher food, and so therefore, that when we cook in this utensils, we're going to impart the non-kosher food, the non-kosher taste, into the taste of our kosher food. And so we see from here, Giulei Ovdei Kochavim, says Rabbi Meir, Lav Nosin Tam of Gamhu, don't we say that this is a taste that is bad, because the assumption is it remained overnight, and we learn from Rashi that any taste that remains overnight is going to be a bad taste, and still the Torah says that this taste is prohibited, that we need to kosher these utensils, and the Torah prohibits it. So therefore, we should say lo shna, that so too here in this case, even though it's a no same time of gam, it's giving off a bad taste, we should say it is prohibited. That's Rabbi Meir's argument, whereas Rabbi Shimon says that no same time of gam is mutter. So how would he deal with this issue? Rabbi Shimon says, like Rav Huna Berei de Rabbi Chia, who says, what does Rav Huna Berei de Rabbi Chia say? Go Asra Torah El Kedera Bas Yoma. Now, when the Torah prohibits the utensils, and this is the incident with the Midianites, when the Torah says to Moshe Rabbeinu that we need to kosher these utensils, that's only referring to the utensils that the Midianites used that specific day. That if you want to use those utensils that were used by the Midianites on that day, they need to be koshered because of this concept of no Saint Tom. But if they were not on that day, then it's Lo Efgamhu. And if it was not that day, we don't assume that they would need to be koshered, because they were giving off a bad taste. Whereas Rabbi Meir, who says that it's prohibited, what would he say? He would say, Kedei Rabas Yoma Nami Efshar Delo Pagama Porta. He said, even if it was that same day, there's still every pot is giving off a taste that on some level is going to be hurting the new food in there, and so therefore, there's a little bit of element of Pagam, and so therefore it's going to be prohibited. And so the Gemara says, what is the source for Rabbi Shimon's position that Nosin Tam of Gam is mutter? As he says, his source comes from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 21, where it states, Lo sochu kol nevela ager asher b'sharecha titnena v'achol. You cannot eat any food that is not kosher, wasn't slaughtered properly. Give it to the stranger who is in your midst, and the stranger will eat it. If we see from here, it says Rabbi Shimon that we should darsh in the verse, kol ru'uya lager, any food that is worthy for this stranger to eat is kol nevela, and that's prohibited to eat. But if it is ain ru'uya lager, if it's food that is not worthy for the stranger to eat, ain a kruya nevela, it's not going to be called nevela, and therefore it's not prohibited. So we're only being prohibited from food that is worthy to eat. And Rabbi Meir says, no, what is that food, what is it coming to prohibit? Not food that was once non-kosher and became inedible, but it's coming to prohibit food, it's coming to prohibit food that was originally not edible, that was originally a rancid food. Whereas Rabbi Shimon would argue back to Rabbi Meir, that doesn't need us to be excluding it if it was never edible, because that is afra ba'alma, that's considered to be like just earth in general, and of course that's not going to be a problem. So anyway, this fundamental dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon about whether or not we say no Saint Tom of gam is mutter or prohibited, this led them to cite this position of the Kochavim, that the Torah requires us to kosher the utensils that we get from idolaters, as in the incident of the Midianites. And so we see from here, this underscores the basic concept that anytime somebody gets a utensil that there was absorbed into that utensil a non-kosher taste, the sages said that we have to kosher this in order to get rid of this non-kosher taste. And the poskim discuss how should we look at this taste that we get rid of. So if the taste was boiled and it had non-kosher soup boiling in it, do we say that when we kosher it by boiling water in it to take out that taste, do we say all the taste has been removed, or do we say that even after we kosher it, even after we immerse it in boiling water, we still say there is still a little bit of the original taste? And then the nafka mina, there's a practical difference to say, how do we look at this entity? Do we see it as a little bit of non-kosher in there? And so, for example, the Shalom Meshev says, if we say that there's a little bit of non-kosher in there, we wouldn't be able to kosher something on Pesach itself. However, the Prima Gadim and the Kolbo and the Panim Yafos, they write that nothing remains at all from it. Once you kosher it in this fashion by boiling it out, the pot is as good as new and there is nothing at all remaining. It has completely removed everything from it and there's not even a speck of non-kosher in it.